Hey guys, on the road again, heading up north to an area near Napa to watch our women's volleyball team play in the state championships. So I wanted to bring up a couple things, or one main thing today was this concept of the metabolic resistance training, right? Because I'm starting to see it get some traction. I'm starting to see it gain some ground. There was a T Nation article that mentioned one of the studies that I regularly cite. I'll talk about that, and I'll put the link on the bottom to the study so you can actually look at the setup of the study, all the methods and all that as well, because that's pretty important. But I think here's the thing, and I'll talk about this one study, right? It was basically called the HERT study, High Intensity Resistance Training, and it was by Paoli et al. And I believe it was 2013 or 2014, so relatively new study. And kind of an awkward setup, but what they did was basically look at, I'll just lay out the study. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but I kind of give you my philosophy on why I think they saw what they saw, okay, and the big, huge differences between this, their protocol versus traditional. So the study kind of goes like this. They have one group that does a traditional 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps, your traditional kind of normal weight training that we would see, right? And they did, I think, a total of about 32 sets, and it took them around an hour to finish the workout. The other group did like a rest pause protocol. So just to let you know what that is, it's basically like doing a set and breaking a set up, right? So what their rest pause was to perform an exercise and do your 6 rep max, which is your true 6 rep max, which means you're failing, you cannot do more than 6. So they would rack the weight or put down the weight at, you know, at that 6 number. So it would take some time, obviously, to find that 6. They'd sit the weight down or whatever, rack the weight, rest 15 to 20 seconds, and they would try to get another 1 to 2 reps. And the majority of them were getting 2 reps. Then they would rack it again, and they would do that again and try to get 1 to 2 reps. So anywhere the set would actually be, you know, with the pauses, you know, you had their 6 reps plus a 1 to 2, 1 to 2. So anywhere from 8 to 10 reps total would be the set. Well, what they did was they took same exercises and they simply did, I think it was 9 sets total, right? So it takes some time because they were resting like, I think, about 2.5 minutes in between those sets from one set to the next. So there was a lot of downtime. So actual work time wasn't that long. Even if you put in the set time of the 6 reps, the 15 to 20 seconds, the 2 reps, the 15 to 20 seconds, and the 2. So it's still not a really long set, but they saw basically significant increases in post-exercise oxygen consumption. So EPOC at over 22 hours post-exercise for the rest-pause group, and none at that time, not even close to that amount of EPOC in the other group. So, is it a magical protocol? Is it magic? Is there something magical about these 2 rest pauses? Why not 3? Why not 10 seconds? Why not 30 seconds rest and try to get more reps? Why not a 4 rep max? These are things that obviously the researchers came up on their own and they decided that this would work. Regardless, it works. Here's my theory, okay? And I've been saying this for years now. I've been trying to tell trainers, coaches, anybody in general, what's the main goals? Fitness, fat loss, change the body shape, tone, right? Which is basically hypertrophy. We want to change the way the muscle looks and shapes, the shape of the muscle. So the only way or the best way to do it is to lift heavier stuff, right? So does that mean we go and do 3 sets of 8 or go into max lifting protocols, you know, strength and power type cycles? You could. But it's not practical, especially with a general population. Metabolic resistance training, which is the morphing of the two things, is going to be key. We want to create as much afterburn as possible. We want to create as much strength and power as possible in the workouts too. So you have to morph the two. You cannot do straight weight training. You cannot do straight cardio. It's just not going to work. It's just completely inferior to anything that I talk about on a regular basis. So here's my theory. Why did it work so well? My theory is that most people don't even understand how hard and intense your true 6 rep max is. That means you're going to failure, okay? You basically cannot, if you tried, if somebody paid you, get a 7th rep. So most people, I would venture to say that a vast majority of the people out there in the fitness world, trainees, people that are just, you know, casual exercisers, hard, you know, even intermediates, have never been in that depth of water. They haven't been to those deep waters, okay? It's uncomfortable, it sucks, it makes you question your life. Now, to say 15, 20 seconds later, you're gonna grab that same weight again and you're gonna do one or two more, right? When you're still not recovered, not even close to recovered. Then we're gonna put it down again and we're gonna rest 15 to 20 seconds, you're gonna do another two more. So basically, my theory is that intensity drove the epoch, right? The amount of sets is great. I mean, it's great that we can do it in such a short period of time, and compared to the other one, I mean, it's like a third to a half the amount of time we spend. Time's the number one factor. People say they don't exercise. So that's the hugest part to me. So when I start talking about my density protocols, my 15-45s, my 20-40s, where I'm saying you want to get in that 5 to 8 rep range where you cannot do another rep in that time period or maybe at all, okay? That's the kind of intensity I'm shooting for. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. I know it works. I know it's gonna be the most effective thing, the most efficient thing, especially when we have clients in an hour, sometimes a 30-minute session, 40-minute sessions, teams. I might have a team for 45 minutes. It's gonna be my biggest bang for the buck. So it's something that I really, this is my deal, man. This is what I'm riding this horse until I prove that point. I've said it in front of thousands of people around the world in lectures and presentations, conferences. This is the future, right? I'm saying timed protocols where we're actually demanding that they pick up heavy stuff and mandating their work time and mandating more importantly their rest time. We can get so much work done, 20, you know, eight exercises or six exercises, four rounds, 24 minutes total. You just did 24 sets of work, right, in 24 minutes. And it's not just like, oh, let's do some, you know, dive bomber push-ups and some mountain climbers. No, we're lifting heavy shit and we're going hard. So we're earning that rest period, right? So even if I only squeezed out 5 goblet squats with this ridiculous amount of weight, man, my heart rate's through the roof. There's so much disturbance going on in my body that the 45 isn't, If the 45 does feel like it's a long time, you got to go harder. That's not heavy enough, okay? Because we're all in the same species. We all are going to react the same way. I don't care if you're completely advanced, if you're a hardcore, or you're a newbie. We are all going to be able to find that relative 5 to 8 rep range that's going to elicit that response. All right. So that's kind of what I wanted to hit on as I was driving, just thinking about this, and I saw some reference to the T Nation article where it talked about, oh, here are the best ways. And I always feel like, you know, they're behind. They're, you know, they're years behind what we've been talking about for years now. So take a peek at the study. I'll put the link below and then shoot some questions or get, you know, especially members on the Facebook group, come in there and let's start to bounce some ideas around and talk about some of your experiences as well. All right. Do work.